Welcome to episode 33 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. Today we are starting a brand new series. It's kind of just like a two-part thing, but a brand new little mini-series thing where I'm going to be ranking every division by position. Basically, in this episode, in this first part of the series, I'm going to be going through all the offensive skill positions and ranking all the AFC divisions and all the NFC divisions separately, based on who is best overall at that position in that division. I think it's going to be super, super sick. And then the second part will come out tomorrow. I'll be doing defensive positions. The offensive will only be the skill position. I'm kind of straying away from the O-line. I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing for the defense yet, if I'm doing the D-line or not, but at least be the secondary, linebackers, maybe even edge rushers, but like the D-tackles, I don't know yet. But either way, this should be a really, really fun little mini-series here on the podcast. Just a reminder that we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, any platform that you can think of that you would be listening to a podcast on, we are on it. So any way you can support us, you can rate us on Spotify, give us a review on Spotify, you can rate us on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts. You can go and you can leave comments and stuff. Do anything you can. Help us grow on all platforms. We're having a great time making this podcast. Without further ado, enough of my rambling. Let's get on episode 33 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. All right, so jumping right into it, we are going to start with the quarterback position. Obviously, one of the more valuable ones in the NFL. We're going to start with the quarterback position. We're going to start with the AFC. Okay, we're going to start with the AFC. So let's get right into it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to list the four in order, and then I'm going to go back and elaborate on it. So again, this is quarterback for the AFC. I have the AFC West, the AFC North, the AFC East, and the AFC South. Okay, 2 and 3 are a little bit interchangeable there. Let's go through it, though. Starting off with number one, the AFC West, it's obvious. All four quarterbacks have a case to be top 10 at some point. Derek Carr is the kind of the questionable one there. I would still put Russ in the top 10 if he's healthy and with the team around him. Obviously, Herbert and Mahomes are both top 5. You got Derek Carr who's kind of sitting in that 10 to 12 range, or maybe even the 12 to 15 range, depending on where you put him. I put him 10 to 12. I honestly think he's 11 or 12 for me. And then, obviously, you have Russell Wilson, who, at his best, has been a top 10 quarterback, and I still think that he can be that as long as the fit and the transition to Denver goes smoothly. I honestly, like I said, I really like the AFC West quarterback situation. I think even if you have a debate on Russ, this division is way better than any other AFC division at quarterback. And then second, I had the North. Okay, this one, I'm just going off of who's on the rosters. We don't even know if Deshaun's going to play, but Lamar, Burrow, Deshaun Watson, and then this is why the West is a little bit of an edge, is because the gap between Kenny Pickett and Derek Carr, or Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson or Mitch Trubisky compared to either of those two is pretty significant. Okay, you can argue all you want between Lamar and Herbert, Burrow and Herbert, Mahomes and Burrow. You can argue anything you want between the first three and then Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky. Both, neither of them are going to be as good as any of the four in the West. Then you move down to the East. I could have put them above the North, but here's why I didn't. Tua Tagovailoa and Zach Wilson. Two guys that I still have a lot of faith in, but are unproven. Okay, you got Matt Jones, whatever they side of rookie season. You got Josh Allen. They are good. But the bottom half of that quarterback situation is not good for the East. And then there's the South. I don't like Ryan Tannehill at all. He's the best quarterback in the division, and that's a little scary. Okay, Ryan's the best quarterback in that division. That's a little scary. Matt Ryan, nowhere near Josh Allen's level, and you can argue that Mac Jones is just as good, if not better, than Ryan Tannehill already. That pretty much eliminates them from being above the East. And then, of course, you got Trevor Lawrence is unproven, Davis Mills is unproven. Not saying these guys aren't going to be good, but Trevor Lawrence had a bad rookie season, let's be real. And Davis Mills didn't play enough to really show that he's, like, at a level to be better than Zach Wilson or Tua Tagovailoa. He might be better than Zach Wilson. We don't know. That is my, like, breakdown analysis of why I chose what I chose for the order for the AFC. Running it back again, we have the AFC West, the North, the East, the South in that order. And then moving on to the NFC, I have the West, the North, the South, and the East. Okay? Let's break this down. With the West, I think it's pretty clear. Matt Stafford, Kyler Murray, Drew Lock, we don't talk about him. And then Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance are serviceable. The NFC's weaker at quarterback, if I'm being honest. I think the West with Matt Stafford and Kyler Murray, they have two of the top five quarterbacks in the NFC. So it's pretty simple. Put them there. The North, Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, and even Jared Goff. We don't talk about Justin Fields yet, but I think those guys are all good. Because right now, Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady right now. So he's the only guy that could even compete against any of the quarterbacks in the North, I believe. Then the South, you know, Brady, and then you got Darnold, Mariota, and Winston. I like Jameis more than I like Mariota. Mariota or Darnold, but again, does he really compare to Cousins, Rodgers, maybe even Goff? I don't know. And then the East, I like Jalen Hurts, but he hasn't had that good of seasons. Daniel Jones is bad. Carson Wentz, just you can't trust Carson Wentz. And then obviously, you know, Dak Prescott is good. They might have a case against the South or the North, but their bottom is just bottom. They might have a case against the South because of Dak. Those are my takes for the quarterbacks. Let's move on to the wide receiver position, shall we? Okay, so moving on to wide receivers. Starting again with the AFC, I have the West, the East, the North, and the South. The West and the East are very close for me. But in the AFC West, you have Keenan Allen, you have Mike Williams, you have Sutton, Judy, Patrick, you have Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfro. And then there's nobody in the Chiefs, but that doesn't matter. Those outweigh. And then, so like I said, West, East, North, South. Then the East got Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill in the same division. Gabriel Davis is serviceable. You still got Jalen Waddle on the Dolphins. You got Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios on the Jets. And the Patriots have, you know, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne. They have some pretty, like, solid veteran guys that I think are pretty good. Then the North, we got, obviously, you got Deontay Johnson, you got Chase Claypool. I like Bateman, but he's unproven. Devin DuVernay, a little shaky there. Then obviously you got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins on the Bengals. The Browns have Amari Cooper. They have definitely have a case against the East. They might even be better than the East. I made this list kind of randomly. You can really interchange those two. And then there's the South. The AFC South is pretty low on receivers. Now that we don't have, they're the clear last place here. I think the best receiver in the AFC South right now is probably, thinking about it, probably either Christian Kirk or Brandon Cooks, and that's not good. So the South is definitely dead last in the AFC. Moving on to the NFC, I have the West, the South, the North, and the East. The West NFC, you know, you got Debo and Cooper Kupp, and you got DK and Tyler Lockett and D-Hop. West is the best wide receiver division in the NFC right now. Looking at the South, okay, you know, you got DJ Moore. You got, like, Drake London on the Falcons. You got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, which kind of pushed them above the North. And then, obviously, the next to the North, you know, you got Justin Jefferson and Thielen. And, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, that's really it. They might even be below the East because the East have CeeDee Lamb, Terry McLaurin. You know, you got some decent guys. And AJ Brown now. I'm just going to change that list right now. The North's last. The East is going to be third behind the South. I still don't think, like, AJ Brown's on the level of Mike Evans. The North's going to be last because, really, it's just Justin Jefferson, if we're being honest with ourselves. Thielen wasn't, like, a lead or anything. So that is my wide receiver breakdowns. Let's move on to the running back position. For the running backs, for the AFC, I have the North, the South, the West, and the East in that order. Let's break it down. In the AFC North, obviously you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, the best running back doing the league, all both on one team. You got Joe Mixon, you got Najee Harris, and you got J.K. Dobbins. That's a stacked. South, James Robinson, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, and somebody from the Texans, right? Let's go Rex Burkhead, because it doesn't really matter. The West, you got Josh Jacobs, you got Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. I'm still not entirely, like, not like low or high in CEH. I'm not like high, but Austin Eckler too. The AFC has some really good running backs. Then the East, they're the weakest. Singletary, you know, Carter, I think is good, but like Gaskin and like Damien Harris and like whatever the like other 50 running backs that the Patriots have, they don't compare to the other divisions. In the NFC, I have the North, the South, the East, and the West. The North, obviously, you've got Aaron Jones, you've got A.J. Dillon, you've got Dalvin Cook, you've got DeAndre Swift, and you've got David Montgomery. I think those are all really, really solid options. And then the South, you know, you have CMC and Alvin Kamara, two guys who really can't stay healthy. Leonard Fournette, I think, has been really good these past few seasons for the Bucs. And then, of course, you have Cordarrelle Patterson, who has actually like had a really good breakout year. He's a good receiving back. In the East, you got Miles Sanders, Antonio Gibson, Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard. And who am I forgetting? And Saquon, if he's healthy, I think is still really good. I think he just needs to get figured out with injuries and with working on the MetLife turf. I still have the East above the West, who honestly I think is pretty weak. You know, I don't like Cam Akers that much. I really don't like James Conner that much. Rashad Penny's okay, but he can't stay healthy. Chris Carson's okay, but he can't stay healthy. And then you have the 49ers who have 1,000 running backs and none of them seem to be like superstars. So the West go there. And that is it for the wide receivers. Let's move on to those tight ends. Okay, last position groups for this episode. Here we go. The tight ends in the AFC, West, North, East, South. It's pretty simple. In the West, you've got Travis Kelce and Darren Waller in the same division. Come on. The other two are a little, but those two are both top five tight ends. So simple as that. In the North, obviously Mark Andrews, top five tight end. Pat Freiermuth, who could very well be in that position. David Njoku, don't hate him. Don't hate him at all. And then who are we forgetting? The Bengals. I don't know who's playing tight end for the Bengals, but you get the point. East. You know, they got Uzama, they have Dalton Schultz, they have, what's his name, Dawson Knox, and then you look at the Dolphins and Mike Gesicki, they're ahead of the North. I'm making an executive decision because of how weak the Browns and Bengals are. And the East is actually okay. Gesicki and then Hunter Henry, John Smith. Easter second. North to third, we already elaborated on them. And then the South, they don't have any good tight ends. Except for, they don't have any good tight ends. I think it's Brevin Jordan in Houston. Evan Ingram in Jacksonville. Don't like him, obviously. Then you got, I don't know, Mo Ali Cox in Tennessee. Sorry, in Indianapolis. And then Anthony Firkser in Tennessee. Terrible. Bad core. The NFC, it goes east, north, west, south for me. The East with Dallas Goedert and Dalton Schultz in the same division, I think that's pretty locked up. I do like Logan Thomas, too, for the Commanders. And then also you have, who am I forgetting? I don't even know who the Giants are starting, but again, it outweighs. The North, you know, you got Tonyan, Irv Smith Jr., TJ Hockenson, and Cole Kmet. Like that a lot. That's a pretty, like, average to above-average core. The West, Higbee, Ertz, Everett, I don't know who's playing, Noah Fant, and George Kittle. Oh my gosh, George Kittle. George Kittle puts him above the North. Why did I forget George Kittle? I still think the East is the best. But the North goes third, and the South, the only good tight end is Kyle Pitts, and he's a second-year guy. Not necessarily trust him. But, those are my tight end rankings. Let's zip right into the outro. If you guys did enjoy this episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast, remember, go check out all of my platforms. I'm not just talking about the podcast right now. I'm talking about all my platforms. Obviously, at JakeTalkSports03 on TikTok. And in my TikTok bio, you'll find my link tree. That'll send you the link to my podcast on all platforms. That'll send you to my merch store, to my Twitch, to my Twitter, to my YouTube, to everything you would need to support me. All there. So again, at JakeTalkSports03 on TikTok, if you aren't following me already, click that link tree. You'll find the merch, like I said, all the cool stuff that you'll want to see. As far as the podcast goes, remember, rate us on Spotify, review us on Spotify. Do the same for Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Leave a comment on YouTube if you're watching some of the vids. I would appreciate that a lot. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you in episode 34 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. Bye!